This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 1st, 2011, at a lecture on the modern music industry at Britain's Radio Festival in Salford, Pete Townsend accuses Apple iTunes website of bleeding artists like a digital vampire. He went on to insist that iTunes bosses should do more to help artists rather than just taking the money. On this day in 2004, 61-year-old Terry Knight, the former manager of Grand Funk Railroad, is murdered at his home in Killeen, Texas. Knight was defending his daughter during a domestic disturbance when he was stabbed by her boyfriend, 26-year-old Donald Allen Fair. Knight began his music career by leading a Michigan band called Terry Knight and the Pack, who scored a Billboard Top 40 hit with I Who Have Nothing. On this day in 1972, the 33rd and final film of Elvis's career, Elvis on Tour, opens in theaters. It would be awarded the 1972 Golden Globe Award for Best Documentary, making it the only Elvis film to win an award of any kind. On this day in 1968, George Harrison releases his first solo album, Wonderwall Music, on the Apple label. The songs are mostly Harrison's instrumentals, aided by Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, and an unaccredited banjo contribution by Peter Tork of the Monkees. And on this day, November 1st, 1959, after cracking the top 40 twice while with Atlantic Records, Ray Charles signs with ABC Paramount, where he will have 24 more Billboard hits. What was his first hit for ABC Paramount? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 1st, 1959, after cracking the top 40 twice while with Atlantic Records, Ray Charles signs with ABC Paramount, where he will have 24 more Billboard hits. The first of those hits is Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia. Pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see. Smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back.